Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Matthew Hatim. I have received two charges from your company, and I just cannot remember what was the order.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need to find out who I am? Which information do you need?
Your zip code.
My zip code is 21032.
First and last name?
Matthew Hatim.
And can you verify the address for security purposes?
It's 1123 Severnview Drive, Crownsville, Maryland, 21032.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I do see an account. Let me give a second to load. Okay, I do see that account. As I'm checking your account, I do see where you did pay $7.95 for the shipping of a Wi-Fi booster. Also, yes. When you did pay for that shipping of a Wi-Fi booster, you automatically got enrolled inside of a membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store, and they said it would be billed 48 hours later after being signed up. Also,
I'm sorry. I think a membership for what?
The Factory Direct Savings Store.
What is that?
It is an online store, and it said that you'd be billed 48 hours later after being signed up. Also, that being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
I didn't apply for that. I never received any gift card. There was something internet. I have a credit card, I believe it's Capital One, that when you do some purchase, you build a reward and they give you something free. And there was nothing else involved with that. It was a very clear choice. And what I find out, it has been two charges, and I never ordered anything from this. It was $67. Then again, there was a charge today, $57.
Mm-hmm. And they will be, they are monthly charges for the membership. And that's what they're charging you for.
They're charging $57 for membership?
Mm-hmm.
Membership for what? I still don't understand membership.
The Best Consumer Gadget Club. Well, the membership is for the Factory Direct Savings Store, but you get a $125 gift card towards the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Which gift card are we talking about?
It should be in your email.
I want to. I'm going to contact my credit card to dispute the charges. It was just a very easy. And I'm going to contact the Capital One. They are the one that offer me that. Whether was it, I want you to stop charging me. And, of course, as I said, I'm going to go through my credit card dispute, the other two charges, and let them deal with
Okay, I understand that you're trying to get a refund. I can also...
I like to have a refund because it just... I never applied for such a thing. I never purchased anything. That was something through my credit card, as I said, Capital One. Every $3,000 or $4,000 buy, they give you a gift. That's the reward program, and that I would like to cancel it, and I want to get a refund for the both charges.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay.
Is that fine with you?
No. And what do we have to do to get the refund back?
Do you want the 50% refund?
No, I'm not going to ask for 50%. I was charged for something. I'm going to go to, as I said,
okay,
I'm going to
contact. Okay, here's the thing. You're getting the full refund, but we can only do it for the last charge that you was charged for. And I can get the refund going into your account right now.
You know what? I'm just going to contact my credit card. Take care.